Hi, everyone. I'm Deb Blaschenberg, and I'm your host for Yoga Birth Babies. And today we're taking a different format. So this is a little something that happened the other day. I was laying in bed, and I was just overwhelmed with all the stuff that I have to do, all my responsibilities, everything. And so at 6:30 in the morning, I got up out of bed, and I went up to my office, and I opened my computer, and this is what it came out. Dear mother who is trying to do it all, you are an amazing mother and person. You are not June Cleaver effortlessly gliding across your perfectly waxed kitchen floor, freshly baked cookies in hand, sporting high heels, pearls, and impeccably ironed apron. Nor are you Peg Bundy, lounging on the couch, watching endless TV while smoking and eating bonbons. You are a real person, doing the best you can to meet the impossible standards that society and ourselves have set. Motherhood and the environment in which we're raising our children has dramatically changed in the last several decades. Many of us are undertaking this daunting task without the support of family around. We are creating our own villages. The expectations of mother provides have also changed. In the 1950s, only 19% of mothers of school-aged children worked outside the home. Today, that number is 70%. However, there's a constant pressure to blend those two ideologies. On one hand, mothers are supposed to embody both emotional and financial independence, be hardworking, determined, and educated, and fond of physique maintained by weekly, daily visits to the gym, yoga, or with a personal trainer. On the other hand, mothers are also supposed to offer emotional, mental, and physical support to our offspring, be neither helicopter parent nor too hands-off, create healthy and balanced meals in our clean and organized kitchens, and ensure our children are neither overscheduled nor understimulated. Trying to be this contemporary woman and mother is exhausting and, quite frankly, impossible. So today, I invite you to reflect on all of your amazing accomplishments. Many of you have created another human being, carried and birthed that person, and lovingly raising that child to the best of your ability. You are offering all the love and guidance you can muster, and even that will vary from day to day. Next time your inner critic or the voices of people around you start to criticize or judge your mothering, please remember you can only do what you can do. There is no script to follow to help you get everything neatly and humorously tied up at the end of the day. You are just one person. As you lay down to sleep, please remind yourself that you are an amazing mother and person. Happy Mother's Day. With the utmost love and respect, Deb. That letter was written for so many of us out there, and perfectly honestly, as a letter to myself. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Namaste.